Hello and welcome to the first episode of Major Conflicts Around the World. Today we are going to be talking about a conflict that has been going on between Ukraine and Russia for a few years.
The Ukraine-Russian conflict is heating up in Europe and might lead to something much bigger. It's been raging on since February 20th, 2014, and has been getting worse. NATO is sending supplies to Ukraine. Also, Canada is assisting Ukraine a lot in this conflict. Canada and Ukraine have very close relationships with each other and have spent billions helping Ukraine in their conflict.
NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. NATO is an international alliance that consists of 29 states from North America and Europe. It was established at the signing of the North Atlantic Treaty on April 4, 1949.
The rebels have control of Crimea, Donetsk, and Luhansk.
There are over 80,000 troops in and around Ukraine, ready to attack when they get the order. Russia is getting much more aggressive in general. Also, Putin, a political leader in Russia, is saying that there are no troops on the border and there is no Russian involvement. He is clearly mistaken because the Ukrainian soldiers have captured soldiers fighting good with the rebels.
I agree. If there's a full-on war between Ukraine and Russia, it might lead up to something huge. NATO and the UN Security Council are very concerned. The UN is the United Nations, where all the countries have a representative, which makes laws that all countries need to follow.
The president of Ukraine was saying that they are on the front lines of a huge war. I strongly believe that people should care about this event. This war could turn out to be the Third World War.
Since the start of 2018, tension has been rising for a few weeks in the Kerch Strait, which connects Ukraine and Russia via the Black Sea. Shortly after Ukraine held back a fishing vessel traveling from Crimea in March, Russia increased its military presence in the area and started inspecting all ships traveling to or from Ukrainian ports, causing day-long delays.
In November of 2018, Russian border guards opened fire on three Ukrainian ships in the Kerch Strait. Later, six Ukrainian soldiers were captured when they were traveling into Russian seas. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has insisted the sailors are prisoners of war, should be immediately released. In response, Russia has said the sailors will go on trial for violating its borders. They now face up to 6 years in prison.
The European Union is trying to stop both sides from trying to start a war. It is hard for them because more and more people are dying. So far, 10,000 people have died from this conflict. What do you think America has been doing in response to this?
Well, at first, President Trump said that both sides were to blame for the tension created, but lately, he has been seen supporting Ukraine.
So what do you think the outcomes of this conflict between Ukraine and Russia are going to be?
There are four main possible outcomes that may come from this Ukrainian-Russian conflict. First one is that Russia retreats. This is one of the most unlikely outcomes, but there is always a chance it will happen.
Another possible outcome is that different places around the world will join sides and World War III will take place. This outcome is the most unlikely, although if there is more bloodshed, the chance of this outcome will increase.
Another possible outcome is that Russia will advance on Ukraine. This is more likely than Ukraine advancing on Russia, because Russia has a better trained military. There are still many more possible outcomes, but lots of them have less chance of happening.
The final logical outcome is that a peace treaty is signed by Russia and Ukraine. This outcome is only semi-likely because many deaths have already occurred.
I agree. Those are probably the four most likely outcomes that would occur in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict.
Well, that sums it up for today. We'll see you next time on Major Conflicts Around the World.